Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Durango Chamber of Commerce. And as I like to say, all things chamber, simply go to durangobusiness.org. Here with Bert Carter. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Jack. Thanks for having me in.
Well, thank you for coming in. And you are in the leadership applauded class, right?
I am.
How's that going? Because you're getting ready to, as they say, graduate.
Yeah, we're going to graduate to full-time volunteers, you know, for the next year, right?
Yeah.
We go our first year, we're taken, and then the second year, we're given. But actually, it's not all about taking the first year, which I'm sure we'll talk about now. But no, it's been great.
Yeah. And, all right. So real quick, what are some of the things that you feel like are highlights for you in Leadership La Plata?
Yeah, I think it's a way to get to know more about the community we live in, get to meet the people that are leading it, are in positions of just influence, right?
Yeah.
And so we get to learn about them, we get to meet them and figure out how does this community work, and is there a way that we could maybe make a difference in the community?
You know, when I was in Leadership La Plata, I could always use that as a door opener, per se. You know, I'd say, oh, well, I met you, you spoke at Leadership La Plata, or, you know, I heard about you through Leadership La Plata, and people always go, oh, okay, it's not just a salesperson or whatever it might be, but
yeah
you've got that credibility. And
it's definitely a door opener. If anyone's looking for networking and ways to kind of get their foot in to maybe places it's been a little difficult.
Yeah.
This would be definitely a way to do that.
Yeah, well, and then you come back next year and you help put on one of the classes.
Exactly.
And have you selected those yet or no?
We haven't. No, nope, okay. We're not quite there yet. Yeah. Our last class this year is May, so next month, and then we'll take the summer off and get to the next cohort. So, hey, if you are listening and you're interested in some powerful leadership, definitely come and I'll see you there.
Well, and I think too, the other thing, applications are due the end of May, and you can go to leadershiplaplata.org or durangobusiness.org through the chamber and fill out the application. There is a little bit of homework to do, a little bit of an essay, so to speak, but well worth it. I've been in Durango, gosh, what was it, 25 years.
And no way.
And then I took the class 15 years ago. I was blown away by what I did not know. Mm-hmm. So there's my personal plug, and still keep in touch with our classmates. So that's been fun. Now, through the whole process, you've come up with an idea, Roundup for Teachers. Tell me about this, Bert.
Yeah, we ended up in a full-day course, maybe the third session on education, and we're learning about the education in Colorado, funding, how it works, had the superintendent for 9R, et cetera, and just really learned about kind of the dysfunction around it, some of the laws that have been put in place over the last 30, 40 years that make it really, really difficult to fund properly, especially around wages for teachers.
Yeah.
So I heard this and I just was like, how could we be? In 2018, Colorado was the last state in competitive teachers' wages.
Yeah.
So I turned to a couple of the people I was sitting with, and I said, "We should do something about this."
Yeah.
And they said we want to as well. And so we got together after that course and started brainstorming, and came up with this Roundup for Teachers campaign to directly influence and help teachers here in La Plata County.
So when you say Roundup, I mean, you're not rounding up the teachers, but you're rounding up your dollars spent. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, Roundup, obviously Roundup is used a lot for different campaigns.
Uh-huh.
Our goal was if we could get local residents that all had some sort of interaction or connection with schools to round up their purchase. For teachers specifically. Obviously, teachers notoriously are underpaid,
right?
Struggle, sometimes are putting their own money into the classroom to teach your kids. And we're going, how do we raise the kind of the visibility. So the Roundup for Teachers campaign is really a visibility campaign to raise money for them and to get us thinking more about, hey, there is really a problem here and what can we do about it? And so it's kind of our step one of of getting the community talking about this issue.
So is it like at the cash register? Because I know they've done things, I think of Kreger's and I think of the Roundup Foundation, Plot Electric. I mean, is it like, you know, you have something, you ring it up, it's $13.25 and you round up 75 cents to 14.
Exactly. Okay. Super simple. We'll basically have businesses participating every month. For a month, we'll let you know when you go to our website, roundupforteachers.com. You'll be able to find out where can you round up this month.
Yeah.
So when you go in there, you can obviously just round up your purchase. Maybe it's a quarter, maybe it's 50 cents, whatever it is. It's really about chipping in here so we can make a difference for them.
And then how does the business, what do they do, and how does the money then get remitted and to where and then distributed?
Yeah, it's specifically spelled out on our website, on our campaign website. But really, the way it works is this. You round up, residents round up. All the money is collected at the end of the month, and the business will send a check to Durango Education Foundation.
Oh,
who's actually handling all the money? We're not an entity here. We're just a force for good. So they've agreed to basically take all the checks, put it into a fund that will be available to the teachers to basically apply for after that. So basically, it's all handled third party there. The checks will be made out to Durango Education Foundation. Note Roundup for Teachers and handled that way.
You know, it's great that you partnered with the Durango Education Foundation. I just think because, you know, there's so often there's so many different nonprofits that start, I'm like, collaborate, and that's wonderful.
Yeah.
You're collaborating.
Yeah, we definitely do not want to start another another nonprofit. We want to basically go, how do we make a difference with everyone? So we're in conversation with Durango Education Association, Durango Education Foundation, the 9R superintendent, talking directly to teachers. This is just we want to be a force inside of everything that's happening here. And we think that the level of awareness around this issue is not where it needs to be so we can make a difference.
Well, and you know, you mentioned, well, let me back up. Is this just in Durango right now, or is Bayfield Ignacio participating?
The first part right here is Durango.
Okay.
So we're just kind of starting right here. We're going to expand as we can, but getting local businesses here to just kind of start. Since we happen to be in Durango, it has nothing to do about Bayfield Ignacio.
Sure.
We love that. And ultimately, we want this to be a La Plata County initiative. So that's kind of where we're going. So we're just kind of trying to start small so we can win and then expand as quickly as we can versus getting too big, too quick, too thin, and collapsing.
And your website you mentioned is roundupforteachers.com, and people go there, a business can go there, and do they just go online and sign up?
Yeah, if you're a business and you're interested, first off, we're educating you there. So you're going to go there, how we got here, the news stories around education in Colorado. You're going to see stories from actual teachers just telling you what it's like to be a teacher. If you're interested, there's an email there and a phone number there. Just say, listen, we'd like to participate. Again, there's nothing for you to do other than say, raise your hand and say, I want to participate. We'll bring some materials over. If you don't have the software, like the high-tech Roundup software, what we advise is just putting a little sales key, just a new sales item that's a Roundup item for a quarter or 50 cents, so that way if someone says, I want to round up, you just push that and you run a sales report at the end of the month. So super easy. Even small businesses that maybe don't have that high-tech software can participate. Send us an email. We'd love to have you. That's probably the number one thing we're looking for right now are retail partners that we can promote and that can be part of this cause.
Yeah, and they can be any size business.
Any size business.
So even if it's, you know, in any category, like restaurant or
any
electrician,
category,
doesn't matter.
Anyone that has customers coming in where there's a chance for them to round up.
Yeah.
Again, it could be, you know, a fitness studio, could be a restaurant, could be a bookstore. Anyone, and again, you don't have to have some high-tech software to do it. All you need to do is be able to put an item in your POS that says Roundup for Teachers, and then you run a report at the end of the month, and you can send that report along with the check. So super, super easy. There's no cost to it. And we're actually going to promote you as well on our website. So we're going to be driving, hopefully, more awareness to your business as well. So it's win, win, win.
Yeah. Well, you know, and you mentioned it because with Gallagher Amendment 23, Tabor, all of those things that one.
The BS factor.
To contradict each other. Yes. And balance the budget with, you know, with higher ed and the K through 12 education. Yeah. It's crazy how the
they've literally issued $10 billion in IOUs in the state of Colorado to schools. So I don't know how schools can survive, and obviously they struggle mightily right now. When you get an IOU, you can't give that to a teacher to pay the rent.
No.
So obviously they're struggling, and so we're trying to make a difference here. Ultimately, we want to do something a little more sustainable. On maybe a ballot measure or something like that. We're in conversations with other people about how that might work, what would that look like, et cetera, et cetera. So we're early stages there, but we want to do something that will ultimately go beyond a roundup campaign and create a sustainable difference for teachers.
Well, what's so cool, you know, Bert, is how, and just hearing an issue and say, we got to do something about this. And then sitting down through Leadership of Plata, because you happen to be in class together, but then making something happen and say, well, this is the start. Let's make awareness. And let's, you know,
I mean, Durango's great because we're small and small enough to be able to connect and get the people that you need. We're not a town of a million people or 500,000. Sure. So I can get the right person on the horn. And sometimes it's, hey, I'm with Leadership La Plata, I'm in the cohort, can I talk to X person? And that's the door opener that kind of gets things going. But it's great to be able to make a difference and not just have everything be about what am I trying to achieve or my personal work, but how can I help the community and obviously the teachers in the community.
Well, and you know, you talked earlier about the if you have a connection. Well, everybody, in my opinion, has a connection to education because whether, you know, we've gone through it. You know,
we've all been inspired by a teacher at some point, right?
Absolutely.
It's touched almost everyone, everybody.
Well, and if you ask somebody who's a mentor in your life, mine was my soccer and basketball coach,
right?
And he was my math teacher in high school. I mean, the guy was awesome, Doug Mitchell. I still remember his name. And, you know, another gentleman, Mr. Hunt. And but the teachers are the ones that make the impacts in our lives.
Yeah. Well, and we just voted to obviously feed the students up full-time.
Yeah.
We should probably feed the teachers that teach the students. That would be a great kind of combo there. And that's kind of just a funny line on the side there of like, hey, we need to feed the teachers here, not just the kids as well, so they can continue to do what they do.
Sure.
And we can continue to attract great teachers and retain teachers.
And you guys are all volunteers. You're not taking a cut or any of that. Point that out. This is all volunteering, and every money that's, you know, all the money that's raised goes to the.
We're putting our own money actually into it as well. Yeah. So it's costing us personally, but we believe in it.
Yeah.
So it's not just time, it's money, but ultimately it's about we think we can make a difference and it's worth the investment of time and money.
Now, if somebody wants to donate, just says, you know what, I like the concept and I don't have a business, but I want to contribute and I send you guys some money, what should they do?
They would send a check to Durango Education Foundation and mark on the note Roundup for Teachers, and they'll put it right in the fund.
Oh, okay.
So they're a 501c3.
Yep.
So you can donate right to DEF. And they'll basically collect those funds. So all funds should go to Durango Education Foundation. Man, we would be super grateful.
Yeah, and the Durango Education Foundation just had their event over at the fairgrounds where they had, you know, all that. Huge success from what I hear.
Yeah, it was fun. I went over there with my boy and my wife as well, and there's so many great things happening this summer for kids in this community, and I'm glad I could be a little part of it here.
Absolutely. All right, one more time. What's the website?
So website is roundupforteachers.com. You'll find all sorts of great information there. Also phone numbers and emails if you want to reach the team. And we'd love to have you. Again, if you're a business owner, please get involved. Any little bit matters.
Absolutely. And again, if you don't have a business, you want to, you know, contribute, feel free to send a check to the Durango Education Foundation, and I'm sure they have a donate button. But yeah. You also want to earmark it for Roundup for Teachers.
Yeah, you have to put Roundup for Teachers on there so they know which bucket to put it in.
All right. And the other bucket you can think about is applying for Leadership Aplata. Got to give them a plug. And Leadership Aplata applications due the end of May. And you can go to, leadershipaplata.org or durangobusiness.org. Click on the link, and truly was one of the best things I think we've had. This is like the 35th, 34th year. I can't even keep track.
Older than me. No, maybe not, but close.
A long time. Well, Bert, thanks for taking some time,
thanks, Jack,
for doing the Roundup for Teachers.
You bet. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.